break your ass tonight.
An art be stacked up.
This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Hello, ladies.
Hello, hello. Hello. You two both hello. Came at the same time.
Ooh.
That was quite amazing, actually.
It's practice, mate.
I don't think that's ever happened in the history of this fine broadgram.
We got the skills.
We got the skills to pay them melon farming bills. Isn't that right? Someone editing something funny there. We all right? We all good?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
All right. No pre-show business. We can just get into hilarity of the show.
Yeah, might as well.
Why not?
Oh, fucking hell. A bit confused. Yeah, some cunt faces.
I just woke up. Fucking hell.
Right. Normally, what's the first thing you do when you wake up? You have a quick bit of alone time, don't you? And, you know, that should, like, get endorphins going. Oh, maybe not.
Yeah, I did that. I fell asleep.
Okay, well, that dear listener was the intro to this thrilling installment of StrangeTimeshow.com. Yes, we tackle the stupid so you don't have to. I'm actually feeling pretty fucking stupid this evening. More of that later. You can
Star Wars gummies.
What? No. I've tried some new ones. I'll tell you about them in a bit. Yeah, you can call me Dave if you want. I don't really care one way or the other, frankly. You can call these two urchins Cat and Dom.
It's not
for us. It is good for us.
Why? Well, why is it particularly good for you?
Well, it's the same thing called David.
Oh,
it's always that.
you horrible bastard.
Can you imagine? Well, I break the habits of a lifetime.
Well, I guess so. Yeah, and on this evening's, tonight's, this week's thrilling broadgram, we'll be asking questions such as, is there really such a thing as a bad uncle?
Bad to have a bad uncle.
I don't know if you remember that, but that was a clip from the old series Nathan Barley, Chris Morris and Charlie Brooker special.
Do you know what? I never liked Nathan Barley.
Didn't you? Oh.
No, because I didn't see the the piss taking of that character. I thought it was the character. I thought, oh, I really like this guy without getting into it properly. I need to revisit that, I think.
Yes, there's a few bits in it that have aged in a rather challenging way. it helps if you're kind of aware of what Morris and Brooker can get up to when it comes to a satire. That voice that sounded a little bit like a Northern Monkey was actually a Northern Monkey, a particularly fine, strapping, handsome one called Dom.
Hi.
Yes, very much so. Like I said, we'll be going into that a bit later. How has your lovely week been, Dom?
It's been good. Work's been quite easy, quite all right, which is nice because it's building up to be a right of a cunt of a job it's going to be in the next month or so.
Oh, sorry, speaking of cunts, remind me, I've got to mention Laura a bit later. Okay, go.
Oh, fair play. No. Yeah, fair enough. Got some more pallets for the backyard for doing my decking, so almost ready to start that. And I tackled, not the unknown, so you don't have to, I tackled under stair cupboard, which is a walk-in cupboard. It can't be more than, I don't know, 5 feet long, 2 or 3 feet wide, and it's where you put your coats.
That's about the same size as Cat's penis.
Yeah. One of the many things I took to the tip today was Cat's penis. It was already in there.
But
cleared that out. Got rid of a load of stuff that no need for. So that was quite cathartic.
Ooh. I was wondering where the end of that went.
Yeah,
that's what she said. Oh, Jesus.
It's not just and tip.
Okay, yeah.
It's a bit right. Small for you to be putting corpses inside. Is that why you're changing it to coats?
No,
he's making coats out of the corpses. It's like stretches the skin over the coat hangers for a couple of weeks, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Well, last week, I dug a 4-foot hole in the back garden because I was going to do what I've seen this thing online called. No, is what do you call it? It's like a doggy waste septic tank sort of thing. You dig a hole and you put some fucking enzymes down there and drop the shit in and fill it with water. And it's supposed to just like go away and it's nice and peaceful and butterflies fly around.
Oh, lovely gardeny stuff.
It didn't work out that way.
Well, as it transpired, after digging through 4 feet of fucking concrete and rubble and substrate, I managed to get down deep enough, and every time I filled it up, it was drained within half an hour all the water was gone.
Yeah, so, sorry. You can tell I'm trying to chime in with something really funny that probably won't work. Go on, carry on, Dom. Edit.
No, that was it. It didn't work. So today I fucking snapped and I filled it all back in and smashed it down and put a concrete slab on over the top of it.
Oh, hey, Kat, do you dig holes?
Not bad.
They're yet more content stolen from the young ones.
Do you dig graves?
Yeah, they're all right. Yeah.
Lovely, lovely Laura Laird popped up on my WhatsApps today, just to like generally like show photos of a lady garden and you know that sort of thing. She's going to record something for the 500th episode, so we've got to give her some audio and inspirational cues. So if there's anything that you particularly like Laura to say, then put your fucking brain on, innit?
You can call this a waste of time. We can start there. That could be the general theme.
Oh no, that's made me do an earworm. Favorite waste of time. Right, there's probably people that know me quite well that know where I'm going with this.
Was it? Who was it? The one Glenn Medeiros, that was it?
No, it wasn't Glenn Medeiros. That was Owen Paul. And,
Paul.
Yeah, and this is a sort of biting old alternative music that we like to discuss on the show. Isn't that right, Kat?
Yeah,
I know. It's a fucking treat.
Owen Paul on Pebble Mill at One or whatever it was. They did his video and he's singing it live and he's in the garden, but he couldn't hear the video that was playing in the studio. So he's just stood there as his song's singing away and he's just stood there with a coat on like, is it going to start anytime soon?
Oh, no, I think I've seen that. Yeah. I can't remember what program it was, but yeah, there's a Pebble Mill clip and there was a clip where a band I used to be like really into years ago, All About Eve, they had a breakthrough hit with song called Martha's Harbour. Beautiful, beautiful song, actually. And, of course, Top of the Pops at the time, you know, pretty much all musicians had to mime or lip sync, mime. Fucking mime. Apparently not. Something went wrong. They didn't have the right on stage monitors or something, and like the song was playing for about a minute before they realised, and it kind of looked like off camera someone was probably waving at them going, fucking sing, you stupid cunts.
The Morrisons first. There's a good Faith No More miming on Top of the Pops where Mike Patton's deliberately out of sync the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And there was that famous one of Nirvana where Kurt was singing the verse in a really, the chorus. He was singing in a really, really low voice just to take the piss, I think.
I remember watching Iron Maiden on some German TV show you can play, but you got lip sync. So I think it's something like Bruce Dickinson was on the drums, Steve Harris was singing, Nico McBrain was on bass and fucking all dicking around completely and then coming out perfect.
Nico McBrain as a fucking guy. So here is that bit of Nirvana Top of the Pops. I think he does the verse normally.
Load up on.
No. I mean, like, you can almost make out what the fuck he's singing about.
It's almost.
Not quite.
No, that's what heroin will do.
Apparently yep. so. Apparently so. Oh.
Yeah, he thought he was in time.
Yeah, it probably did. Here, Kat, you know our good friend Travis Clark?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's, you know, he does this podcast. Wow, what the fuck's it called? You don't even like this band. And they've done Korn, they've done Oasis and fucking Limp Bizkit and all that. They're just doing Fleetwood Mac at the moment. It's absolutely a prime comedy podcast genius. It's just really funny.
I'll have to love listen to that.
Yeah. He said he was going to give us some audio as well, the little cunt.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him for a while, so he's been busy hiking and stuff. So
yeah, he's been doing healthy shit, hasn't he?
Yes, he's been busy with that.
So, Kat,
you, Dave, your lovely week. Tell us.
Oh, me.
Gobshite, boring as it been.
It's been fairly gobshite, boring. It was only a 4-day week for me because I started my annual leave on a Friday. So I started that by horsing as many edibles as I could down my throat in a 1-hour time slot. Yeah, so I've got 2 and a bit weeks off. That'd be nice. Just chilling out with the missus.
Yeah. You going anywhere nice?
No, UK. Pants, hopefully. actually, we might get what?
Oh. If it wasn't your wife, who was talking about some random lad, I would have done a whole fucking thing about I mean, it's really wet this time of year, is it?
Your
whole weather thing. But I won't.
Yeah. Of course, you got me thinking about those jokes now, and that just would not be appropriate. Right, kids?
No.
Yeah.
It would be the first episode you listened to.
Well, back in the early days, her and her mate, they appeared on a couple of episodes, normally when I got back from the pub, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
That was when I was podcasting, if you're north of Watford, from the kitchen. And when
Studio
they,
K.
Yeah, Studio K. Stuck in a K-hole. Yeah, and they were falling through the front door about 11 o'clock. Oh, you cats. Yeah, there you go.
After they've been selling pins.
Oh, they're selling pins. I went to a gig last night. That was quite good fun. Went to see, as this old goth sort of like rock band I used to see in the 80s called The Rose of Avalanche. Good old Leeds band. I went to see them. And there was this really mad band supporting them called Pink Diamond Review. And it's just as well I was on edibles because they make music like this. Shake, milkshake. And I was really, really getting into that. there was mad light show and everything. It's cool. It's good stuff.
Dave with the stomach load of edibles listening to that.
Yeah, these ones... I got these from a place called Bud Mother. So, yeah, Bud Mother, if you'd like to sponsor the show, you can pay us in Delta 8 gummies because they are rather nice. Oh, shit. There's not many left. Blimey. It's a bit rum. Nothing exciting left to report back on, really. The slow, laborious process of writing and recording new music has started. Even though I do prefer people to go to our Bandcamp site for my music, finalhourmusic.com, I've begrudgingly put the stuff on Spotify and all that shit as well now.
Oh, you'll be getting cents of revenue.
When do you retire?
Sorry, mate?
When do you retire?
Oh, well, yeah, this is it. I mean, I think I might just extend this 2 weeks holiday for the rest of my life.
Bloody hell. You can fuck all money from that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess it's kind of good, possibly, for exposure. I mean, you know, I'm not really going to do a big marketing campaign with it because I just can't be fucking arsed. But it's there if you're a lazy cunt. Yes. Final Hour.
They're almost at
The Sons Spotify of Dead Men. Available now on Spotify. Sorry, Dom.
No, it's all right. I didn't mean to speak over that.
That's all right.
Spotify and all is the way to pay the artist. It's almost like those people who like, if you come and do my wedding, well, I've got 8,000 followers and I'll promote you on there.
Oh, yeah.
You'll do it for free. It's that's basically what they're doing, isn't it? It's like, yeah, put your songs in here and like loads of people listen to it and you become dead rich. Not from us, from other people.
Yeah.
Bastards.
There
have been a few stories that where people were going to restaurants in Melbourne and, they want to get free meals, like they're ordering expensive wine and shit like that. And, like, I've got 10,000 followers and I'll tell them to come and eat here if I can eat for free. And the restaurant's like, fuck off.
Yeah, fucking social influencing. Get in the bin.
I've seen it. Little bit of fat, lad. Last time I was in Los Angeles, I went to a place called Saddle Ranch, which has become one of these sort of like influencer places. But someone was there, something, I don't even know what it was, I don't fucking know, some English Instagram person was there, and they were like, I'm an influencer, I've got 25,000 followers, and the waitress like flipped over a clipboard and like, you're not an influencer unless you're influencing more than fucking 1 million people or 2 million people or something like that. Otherwise, you're just a target that sits out on the Instagram. I can't remember the exact wording, but that's the essence of it. So that's
beautiful.
Yeah, and this is just the sort of bilge that influencers get up to.
When I leave, are you going to say a bad word? One bad word.
Cunt.
Fuck it. Kids. Was it you that sent that, Dom?
Yeah. It's at the end. You clicked it before the end. You went, did you say it? You went, yeah, I'm a bad boy.
kids swear is just the funniest thing ever, especially if it's other people's kids.
Yeah, definitely. I've two things that I keep watching on like on reels is either kids swearing or weirdly, I don't know why, babies farting seems to be like the current thing. You watch one,
fart sniffer.
I know, it's a bit fucking weird, isn't it? But they just keep up and they just make me fucking laugh because they're like the wettest fucking horriblest farts. And it's always with some like fucking older brother or some random uncle that's just picked it up. It's like, oh shit, what do I do? What do I do?
Okay, yeah. Well, analyse that, Kat.
Analyse what? Oh, I don't think so. I forgot what I was going to say. No, Big Phil. I've forgotten.
Oh, no. Oh, God, you are tired, aren't you? Have you got a mug of coffee with you there, sir?
No, I had peppermint tea, which I've just inhaled.
Peppermint tea?
I'll tell you about my horrible week, and maybe I'll remember what I was going to say. So, I went to that fucking disgusting house that I bought, and of the video I sent. Now, when I was the fucking the estate agent, which was managing the property, turned up and said, oh, yeah, well, I think I told you guys last time, the tenant was going to clean it. They said, oh, yeah, I'm going to clean it after we move out, and, which makes sense, but they had no intention of doing it because the place is fucking rancid. So they said, I won't be able to get a cleaner. I've hurt myself. That's why I fell over, and now I can't clean it, so just take the money out of my bond. And what the fucking estate agent did, they just fucking handed the money back, gave them 100% of their money back, and they didn't clean it. So,
fucking
yeah,
dodgy bastards.
That's nice of you. And now the agents pretty much blocked me. Said, "Oh no, yeah, all correspondence has to go through lawyers now, so we can't discuss this." Like, so that's fine. I don't care about discussing it with lawyers or whatever. I'm just going to post that video there and name you cunts online. So you can have a look at this fucking rancid house. Maybe people that have their properties managed by you might like that. Such a shitty job. So we'll see how that pans out. I imagine they'll lawyer up and send me some threatening letter, which I'll ignore. So
good for you. Smash the system.
Yeah.
It's you with your phone in your property explaining, describing what you're seeing. You literally do nothing wrong.
Yeah. It's just, in my opinion, they've not done a very good job. Other people might come to another conclusion. I don't know. You might think having a carpet in your house that has been managed by this real estate agency. If that's about, 120% dog urine, that might be fine. If that's what thing you like in your properties, well, good for you. So I also got an infection in my lungs now from fucking breathing that shit in. So I've been using Ventolin, and I've been muting when I'm coughing most of the time. But the fucking shit coming out of my lungs, delightful. So that's what I've been doing. What else? My wife has pissed off to Canada to see one of her friends. So that's good. So that's just me and the Rugrats. They're almost adult. Well, one of them's an adult, the other one's not. Yeah. So we've just been pissing around, playing board games and fucking. Me and my youngest are going to start playing Battlefield 1. Apparently that's popular again.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he said, we should. You see a lot of videos coming up online. I said, people are still playing that. It's about 8 years old or something. So, so getting to that. Apart from that, I've been doing bugger all, noodling around on guitar.
Oh, nice.
And just fucking, coughing my lungs out, really. That's been most of what I've been fucking doing.
I assume it's like a temporary lung thingy, yeah?
Yeah, I hope so.
Jesus, mate.
The doctor said it's basically like hay fever on steroids.
Oh, right. Oh, God.
My body's had a reaction to whatever's in the fucking air. My body's had a reaction to it, and it's built this mucus up in my lungs. So it's what you need in lungs because you don't need air in there. What you want is fucking mucus.
Yeah. I like myxomatosis. Have you seen Trainspotting? Of course you've seen Trainspotting.
Yes.
Yeah.
When he dies from cat shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what you've got. You've fucking got AIDS off an house.
House AIDS.
House AIDS.
Oh, dear.
It is a podcast title.
Yay. We like it cheap and easy. Oh. Yeah. All right, okay. So
that's what I've been doing.
Okay. What's going on in the world at the moment? Did anyone see...
How's Starmer doing? Has he solved all the problems yet?
He's still
sucking Netanyahu's car.
He solved everything and everything's brilliant. The Olympics have started, haven't they? Did anyone watch the starting ceremony? I've heard that it was a little bit dull, but I haven't seen it myself.
No.
Apparently
Lady Gaga was singing.
Bang Gojira. They're pretty. Yeah, they're pretty good, if you like that old heavy vibe.
The only two things I heard about it was Jean-Michel Jarre did a set, which I've not watched.
Ooh,
that would have been pretty cool. I'm assuming they were doing pastiches of like famous artworks, but one of them was the Last Supper, Da Vinci's Last Supper, but we're done with drag queens. And I thought, okay, that's a bit.
Did anyone not cycle on with like a stripy t-shirt and a string of onions going on yarns? waving their dripping baguette.
Yeah, to the sounds of an accordion.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh no, that would have been if the English people did the French one. Yeah.
Good morning.
There you could. Yeah.
I was pissing by the
racial stereotype Olympics. There we go. That's got to be spoken. Well, they bloody do break dancing now. Why can we have a racial stereotyping in the Olympics?
Fucking darts next.
Darts, arrows. We call them the arrows down here.
Javelins.
Hang on a minute. This is where you're going to get all aerated if I say, is it a sport or a game about darts?
I think it's a game. I don't think it's a sport.
It's a game. So what's the difference between a game and a sport then?
I don't know. I don't know. I think snooker's a game, but it takes a massive amount of skill. It doesn't mean that it's any lesser. not being a sport. I think it's a game. I think a sport is something, a physical
thing. Yeah, what requires physical exertion.
It's got
golf's out.
Golf isn't a sport. Yeah, exactly. Golf isn't a sport. It's a game. Football is, cricket is.
Words.
Fucking F1 is not a fucking sport.
F1 is a sport, you cunt. Sorry.
It's a fucking game for rich fucking white people.
Oh, shut. Sir Lewis Hamilton is not white, so shut up. Anyway, Tom's just come in. I want to see what he wants. What did you want?
Good fucking kicking.
Shut up. No, I'm okay, thanks. You're not going to say hello to Cat and Dom?
Fine.
Come on, Tom. Bring that fine haircut over and put some headphones on it.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Yeah, we're fine.
We're groovy, mate. How are you? How are you?
Pretty tired. I've just stayed 2 whole days over at my mate's, so...
At your mate's what?
Okay. At my mate's house, Dad. So yeah, I'm a bit shattered and starving.
Well, that's like Davian's pants.
Yeah. Have you had your pajamas on this week?
No.
No scrapping in your pajamas now.
No, I haven't done that. But yeah, got back today, so I've just been taking it easy and doing fuck all.
Have you been chilling with your bitches?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Have you been hanging with your homies?
I have not been hanging with my homies, no.
Homies? Okay.
Oh, okay.
Homos?
No, Dad.
I'm modern. It's okay, son.
Yeah, it's all right. He approves.
He's projecting a bit.
No, it's just his trousers are a bit tight.
I'm just a bit hungry, so I'm putting on more food.
Well, a steak I could do wasn't enough, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like a slab of meat, so. But yeah, I'm gonna go cook my pizza now.
I am going to.
Oh, so sorry, dearest father.
That's all right. that's not. You put headphones on. You clumsy bastard. Right.
You say that whilst you elbow your mic.
So. Yeah, I know. That wasn't very clever, was it? All right, I'll switch your lights on.
Yeah, see you in a bit.
All right.
Hello. I might do some Far Cry in a bit if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah. I'll come and have a look when I finish with these reprobates. Got Far Cry 6 for the PS5, so I'm going to check that out. Yeah. Did I tell you I built Tom a new computer?
No.
Nah. Bought my new gaming computer. I built it from bits and pieces because I'm too stingy to buy one off the shelf. It's nice.
Yeah, well, it's fucking way cheaper, I suppose.
It is a lot cheaper, actually. Bang for buck, as they say. Yeah.
You can get it how you want it as well.
Yeah. Yeah, well, because he wants to do mainly gaming and he's not really so much into like raw processing power, so I held a bit of the money back on the processor and threw all the spare at the actual graphics card. So, it's worked out quite nicely. Yeah.
So what else has been happening? They're filled with content.
Biden's forgotten to participate anymore.
Thankfully, fucking hell.
Yes, so it's a Kamala.
Obvious thing on the planet.
Yeah. So, it will be interesting to see how that pans out.
It's panned out obvious. So far with Trump and his fucking knucklehead friends are all fucking panicking and running around circles with their head on fire because they don't have a corpse to run against now, which is what they're banking on.
Exactly. That's why, I think a lot of people.
Yeah, but unfortunately. It's not like a massive difference, though, is it? He's still going to fucking win, unfortunately.
I've got a horrible feeling.
He's way less likely to win now. It's probably handy that Biden was so reluctantly to drop out because he dropped out after their convention. So the Republicans spent a shit ton of money crapping on Biden and really ignoring Harris.
Yeah.
And I think they spent $10 million on ads. And after the convention, when it finally dropped out, and Harris, they're complaining that they want to sue them. But we want our money back. We've wasted all this money fucking campaigning against someone who's not even running anymore. So this isn't fair. Like, what do you mean it's not fair? Like, fuck off. Like,
fucking hell.
Yeah.
In a world gone mad. Because
Trump was chafing at the bit for another debate, but now he doesn't want one, which is...
No,
yeah.
I know. Yeah, of course he doesn't.
Yeah, funny,
isn't it?
Yeah.
The thing is, he's stick a maxi pad on his head and go and stand on fucking TV on his own. If he tries to debate with a proper politician, he's going to get nowhere.
Yeah. Well, she's a prosecutor, so if she turns up with that hat on, she'll fucking rip him to shreds.
I did see that speech she made where, like, being a public prosecutor for so many years, I know felons and I know womanizers, I know this, I know that. So I know Trump pretty well. And I thought, that's pretty funny.
Nice one.
Yeah. She had a campaign ad, I think, in 2020, which was similar to that. And that'll be the theme she'll run with. So he's not going to be much different to Biden, I don't think. But she's not Trump, so at least they'll have more elections later on. But, yeah.
Well,
she'll stop that clown.
Well, what's that thing that Trump was saying just the other day or something? He said that... you've only got to vote one more time to get me in, and after that, you won't need to vote anymore. It's like, what?
Yeah, I know. He can't stop saying the quiet part out loud. Yeah. He just can't stop. He's the fucking thickest cunt. Like, they've got this thing called Project 25, which is basically, if they get back in, they are going to dismantle the administrative state and just fill it with fucking yes men. They'll just do whatever. All these fucking... ultra-right-wing knuckleheads and just make it impossible to have elections or basically run anything. So it'll turn into, what's that one with the women all wearing red? With all the nuns? They weren't nuns, but they were used for breeding or something. Handmaid's Tale. Really? Yeah.
They'll
be fucking turning into something like that. It'd be Gilead. That's the name. Yeah. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
And actually, the last person Trump put on the Supreme Court, the Handmaid's Tale was based on her version of Christianity. So, buckle up.
Oh, wow. Blimey. They say George Orwell, based a lot of his like his experiences and stuff at the BBC kind of prompted him or inspired him to write 1984, apparently.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting.
The first thing he's going to do, because I firmly think, especially after the assassination attempt, Trump was expecting to be winning by such a huge margin that he'd be able to basically do anything. There'd be no one to love both houses and all, et cetera, et cetera. First thing he would have done then would have been, he would have got rid of the two-term limit for presidents. He would try to turn into fucking next Putin and next whoever. 100%. And it's still, you know, he still will. Especially if he's saying comments like, fucking hell, it'll be the last time you need to vote.
Yeah, well, that's why he picked that vice president with that JD Vance. He picked him because his son's actually talked him into doing that. He's going to pick some other guy who's a bit more sensible and had a brain in his head. It wasn't such a complete nutcase. But he's picked this JD Vance because I thought, let's double down on the MAGA stuff. And he's been saying stuff about women shouldn't be able to travel from one state to another to get abortion rights and things like that. And yeah.
Fucking hell.
He's a fucking nutcase. So, and now, because they're not so far in front, like, they were hoping that we'll be way in front. Like, Biden's just going to probably fall over and he can't even speak, which fucking a lot of people were saying. But now... he's got someone competent to run against. They're fucked, I think. So,
See how that goes. Expect fireworks.
Yeah. Did you see the Senate hearings about after the assassination attempt with the head of the CIA and head of the Secret Service and the FBI and that?
No, yeah, but I did read some bits about people saying, well, I cast my doubts on them being like proper security or something, because no way would they have let him have a photo opportunity in the middle of an assassination attempt and, you know, stuff like that. Kind of does make it seem a little bit fishy to put one's tinfoil hat on for a moment.
Yes, I think Joe Rogan's firmly in the camp of it is all a fucking setup for ratings. The fact they hit him was he wasn't supposed to hit him, he was supposed to get someone behind, and then they were going to kill him. And then, obviously, that loose end's tied up, and then Trump right comes out of it as a hero, and he just managed, he just clipped him accidentally. That's what I am. But yeah. When you watch the videos and you see like things in the background, which are probably coincidences, and you don't know how you're going to react in the sort of stressful situation, but things like the female Secret Service trying to holster a gun and can't do it, and people running around and, like you say, sticking his hand up, and just the positioning of the cameraman to get that perfect shot, which is up there with the fucking, in their eyes, the Iwo Jima, six people planting the flag on fucking in the Second World War.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was very, very coincidental. It was very handy that he was there in that exact position. It's almost like it's framed to be in that position.
Oh, bloody hell. Sorry, it was just... I just thought I'd try and jam up a little bit on this J.D. Vance person while otherwise you guys were actually speaking in intelligence stuff. And he said that the devil is real and praised Alex Jones as a truth teller.
Oh, my word.
Didn't he call all Democrats cat women or something as well?
What? Childless cat women. Can't let the Democrats win because you have all these childless cat women running the country. So he's been insulting everyone who's... they're trying to get votes. And this dickhead has been running around just burning bridges left, right and centre. So they've probably got a bit of buyer's remorse now. So that they may actually replace him. Depends on how much he's bringing the poll numbers down, but it's just fucking mental. It's like a fucking TV show. Once you start watching this, you know, hang on, what are they doing? You pay some attention to anything. This is fucking crazy. How much more crazy shit's going on? Oh, it's fuck me. It's all fucking crazy. You got the Supreme Court being paid off by billionaires. Like, that black guy hates everyone else who's black in the Supreme Court. He's a fucking nutcase.
I saw him.
Yeah, I just like having holidays in an RV. Me and my wife go out and that. We sort of we'll stay in a Walmart parking lot. Bullshit. He's been flown around the world by billionaires, going to these like 8-star fucking luxury resorts and just sitting around these fucking dumbass. Yeah. I would just happen to be on the same plane. He offered me a ride. What, to the resort you stayed at for about 4 weeks? Maybe. What? Oh, it's just insane. Corruption is so fucking rife, it's mental.
Do you know the problem? The problem is, the corruption's always been there. People have always had to, fucking dating back to millions of years, not millions of years, dating back to as long as you can remember, someone was always trying to get something for themselves, abuse the power. It's just now, they don't give a fuck about it, who knows? Whereas in the past, it was like, oh my God, it's a scandal. Somebody knows I took an extra, I took £8 worth of steaks off there. That's this butcher.
You get shot for that, though.
Yeah, and nowadays it's like, yeah, so what? I did this, but I was in my rights because I'm a fundamental American and... Whoa, hang on. Have some fucking decorum. Or shame.
Yeah. Well, it's in the late 70s they legalised bribery, pretty much, where they said... these guys had this plan to try and buy... influence people on the Supreme Court to... say that like corporations, they don't have free speech like people. So surely, if they can speak with money. And if they donated money to people, that'd be like having speech. I mean, oh yeah, that's right. Do I get some money now? Yeah, you get lots of money. Oh, good. So they paid off them, and then it's pretty much legal. Oh, so if we say we want to put, let's just say, a private water company wants to put all their shit in a river, and they pay the people off. Then, they can pour shit in the river.
Blimey.
So, fuck it. Yeah. Delightful. Do you have shit in the river in the UK? I think you do. I think Thatcher fixed that for you.
Yeah, thanks.
Why would you want fish and things in the water when you have shit?
Well, no, thanks to the glorious world of shareholders, all of our water now is actually 30% shit. Fuck it out.
You're in Thames Water, aren't you?
Oh, Sorry.
You're in you're actually in Thames Water area, aren't you?
I am in Thames Water area, yeah.
Poor bastard.
Yeah.
So you're going to get river aids.
Well, I buy bottled water quite a lot anyway.
Because you're a Tory.
That's... Oh, fucking hell. Quick word from our sponsors.
One cacti.
One cacti.
Don't do that. Don't.
It's quite funny, that Bad Friends podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Listen to that. Yeah, I've only seen clips of it. I've not actually listened to it.
It's pretty good, actually.
That ginger guy is quite funny.
He is good, yeah, yeah. Once you kind of get and understand the dynamic he has with his beloved co-host and friend, then yeah, then it's kind of okay. But when I first saw him, I thought, oh, hang on a minute, mate, wind your neck in. My wokometer is about to hit pink. Yeah. Well, actually, the other day. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Stuart Lee's last stand up. That was pretty funny. He's a funny lad.
I've seen some of his stuff for ages. He's really good.
He is very good.
I've not seen
him in time. Yeah. I went down a YouTube rabbit hole as well. That's YouTube this time, not RedTube. And who did I end up watching? A lot of the old, that's it, the Mark Thomas comedy product. He was brilliant, wasn't he?
Oh, that was brilliant. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Managing to mix really, really fucking funny and spot on stand up with really sticking it to the man and corrupt cunts like that. Did you ever see that, Kat? It's the sort of thing you'd really like.
What's that?
The Mark Thomas comedy product.
No, I've never heard of it.
I shall send you a linkage after this, sir. Yeah, you'll like it.
I'll put in a thing because I've not seen it for time.
No, not seen it for time. Now, that, Kat, is a real classic northern little saying, that. Not seen it for time. What do you mean, how much fucking time?
Well, time. 3 seconds or 8 million years. It's somewhere in between.
Dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. So, I've got 2 weeks off. I'm thoroughly looking forward to it. Although, we've got to sort out Tom's room, because last time it was decorated, it was about 12. Bless him. So, we're going to make his room a little bit more groovy and trendy now. Which means, I'm going to have fun on this on eBay. He's literally got a wall full of Nerf guns. I've got to flog those on eBay, I think.
He's got a fucking under his bed full of tissue as well. You want to make sure it's decontaminated before you go in there.
Bung a fork of lightning through it and spark the chain of evolution all over again. Thank you, Douglas Adams. Yeah. I think that's a new audio book I got recently. I can't remember which fucking one it is, though.
Douglas Adams?
No, it wasn't a new Douglas Adams. It was another biography or something. Can't bloody remember. My edible addled brain is somewhat letting me down. But I was listening to the autobiog Nailing It by Rich Hall. You know Rich Hall, don't you, Kat?
Rich Hall. Yeah. I've been to Rich Hall. No, I'll say, oh, Hall, sorry.
no, not Rich Hall.
Is he American?
Yes, yeah. He is indeed. Let me find some. Rich Hall.
He wears a flag when he's... flag shirt when he's on stage. Then he does like a character, like a southern character, I think.
Well, you know, people always ask me, Rich, why do you come to Britain so much? Why do you perform here? Why aren't you at Uncle Fucker's Chuckle Hutch in Rochester, New York on a Friday night? Come on, Sir Laugh-A-Lots. Go down to Funny Buckles. Name any wacky word in America, there's a comedy club named after it, right? Because I go where the misery is, ladies and gentlemen. I go where people need a fucking good laugh. Because in America, they don't go to the comedy clubs, but they do shoot people in the head with a high-powered rifle.
Yeah, he's very good.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah. Definitely.
The Stuart Lee rabbit hole. I think, I'm listening to his stuff for ages.
Yeah,
so.
Stuart Lee. Well, I'm also going to put a Mark Thomas right up your YouTube pipe. I'll put it in our little chat.
Cool.
There we go. What else has been going on? I've been trimming back the vaginal bush of social media. I just got our strangetimeshow.com web link now. It just goes to this Linktree link, which is just all the different links for subscribing to the show. Haven't got the link for Penn Island on there yet, because there's no real running a major site.
Shit together.
What?
So you're like one of those Instagram models that flash our tits on OnlyFans and don't do it so much on Instagram?
I guess we could do an OnlyFans. Laura, you up for that? Quick, Kat, say something funny.
There's a sketch. There's an American comedian. I can't remember his fucking name. He's only, he goes on Joe Rogan's a bit. He does Donald Trump impressions. Anyway, there's a sketch of him and his kids walk into his room. I think they're wondering where he's been. They're having dinner downstairs. And I think the wife's trying to stop them. And he's upstairs and he's sitting on some massive vibrator for an OnlyFans thing because they had no money. It's like, oh, well, you guys need this and whatever, and all it pays for this. And the whole time, he's things pinging in the background of people sending him money while he's got this. I just turn it down. No, not up.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Okay.
Yeah. I've been watching on those reels, roast videos. It must be some comedy club doing roasts. And one of them is like a guy dressed up as Trump and one other guy dressed up as Biden. No, they're pretty funny.
Oh, Kill Tony.
What? Who?
It's called Kill Tony, isn't it? It's Tony Hinchcliffe.
Oh, well, possibly. I don't know. He's a funny guy, though.
Yeah, the guy who's Trump, that's the one I was talking about.
Oh, is that him? Oh, right. Yeah, he's really funny. Dead fast when because they're doing a roast and someone will say something and he's fucking there straight with something that, you know, for a fact Trump would think.
But yeah.
Obviously funny rather than real.
You say roast. I've been watching some roast battles recently. I quite spit roast. No, roast battles. I quite like them. What's that one I saw the other day?
I was gonna talk about Christie's career, but it's like trying to punch fog. There's nothing there. Nothing. There are ISIS sleeper cells with higher profiles. I looked it up on the internet, and Google said me either.
What the f*** is happening? What?
Go on, let's see what she's got to say.
What? Okay, Jimmy is so desperate to be accepted by America that he rebelled against paying his taxes. Now, if there is one America...
Is it me or is her voice really annoying?
Yeah,
there's a female Gilbert Godfrey.
Jimmy reminds me of, it's Donald Trump, because they both are convicted criminals and their fans should know better. I got it out.
Okay, probably not the best example. Yeah, I don't know who that is. Can't pronounce her name, Cielo. Okay, I don't know.
Godfrey's pretty good at roast, actually.
I don't know what her thing is. Okay.
Gilbert Godfrey is a genius, or he was.
Yeah.
In fact, the whole...
The roast of Joan Rivers, that was brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, do you know who does a good roast?
Harvester.
It's you. Oh, Jesus, did you just say what I think you said?
Possibly, probably.
Oh my goodness! No, this guy does a very, very good roast. Here we go.
Charlie, I don't understand why you're not grateful for what you have right now. I mean, after all, the only reason you got on TV in the first place is because God hates Michael J. Fox.
Nice one,
isn't it?
Shush, you're talking about the man I love. So what are we up to this week?
Hang on, before we go on.
Come on in.
So there was a who's the roast of? It wasn't of Donald Trump. There was a roast. Donald Trump. There was a roast of somebody, and it was like about 6 months or 3 months after 9/11, and obviously no one was like in the mood for laughing.
Pete sort of thing.
I don't know. Pete someone?
Yeah.
That's way back it was. And basically, Gilbert Godfrey were on there, and no one was laughing. No one's really getting into it. So he did this. He did the joke called the Aristocats. And that's the only reason I found out about it, because they didn't show it. The only thing reason I found out about it was because Penn and Teller did a film about the joke, and the joke is a man and a woman walk into an agent's office and say, "We've got an act for you," and they describe the most horrendous fucking acts possible, like incest, rape, fucking murder, bestiality, everything. And the punchline is, "And what do you call yourselves?" "We call ourselves the Aristocats." And that's it. But the idea is you make it as most horrendous fucking thing possible. And Gilbert Godfrey told it, and that sort of like broke it. And everyone was like, "Oh right, we're allowed to laugh, aren't we?" Yeah, it's really good. So any time Gilbert Godfrey did a roast after that, I was fucking well into it.
Yeah, definitely watch the roast of Joan Rivers, Gilbert Godfrey, yeah. David. That was a good one.
Okay, I roast Joan Rivers. Not like that, sick pervert. Right, okay. Oh, right.
Now it's great to see Robin Quivers here. Anyone who listens to that...
No, that's not Joan Rivers, that's Robin... Fucking internet searches are crap, aren't they, eh?
No, that's the start of it, though.
A guy walks into a bar. Joan Rivers is the bartender. He sees a sign over the bar that reads... Cheese sandwich, $1.50. Hand job, $10. He says to Joan Rivers, "Are you the one that gives the hand jobs?" Joan says, "Yes, I am." He says, "Well, wash your hands, bitch. I want a cheese sandwich."
Bloody hell. His voice does my head in.
Nah, it's brilliant.
Shut your dirty whole mouth.
Have you heard him speak normally?
No. It's like that guy, was it Sam Kinison? Was it Sam Kinison? Just did
Kinison
this.
Was a screamer. Scream,
yeah. Yeah. Of course, yeah. Bloody Americans, eh?
So what do you guys got planned for your weekend?
I might have a couple more edibles. And then pass out somewhere. Grand Prix tomorrow. Spa-Francorchamps. So that should be a good one. Come on, Lando Norris. That's about it, really. Yeah, 2 weeks off work. Nice. I'm sure I'll probably be given lots of jobs today. Dad, what's this? Fucking hell. Get back
in
the
culture. Dad, drive me here.
Yeah, that's it. Dad taxi, and not the sort of one that you're probably thinking that I'd rather be doing.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Why you got nothing to do? Yeah. Why you got nothing to do? Can you just do all these fucking jobs and make a list for you?
Right, yeah, sure, yeah. Just everyone, give me your lists. I said lists.
Not syphilis.
Not syphilis, yeah. I've got this really big shit brewing. You know when you can feel it really start to pile up and you think, Jesus Christ, definitely going to be a danger to shipping, this one.
Cause trouble on the shipping lines when I hit the North Sea.
Yeah.
What's that from?
Oh, it's about danger to shipping. Is that a Rick and Mail joke? Ones? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
It's on the bottom, Young Ones.
Rick Mail, danger to shipping. Okay, YouTube. No, not that.
Try North Sea. Try North Sea instead of danger to shipping.
Rick Mail, North Sea.
Yeah.
Okay. This is fucking riveting, isn't it? Rick Mail, North Sea. No, all I've got is them as the Dangerous Brothers.
All right. Microphone.
Sorry.
Danger. Oh, now I could just watch that for hours. That's probably what I'm going to do after this, actually. Yeah, Dangerous Brothers was brilliant.
Edibles, yeah. And Dangerous Brothers.
Absolutely. What could possibly go wrong, apart from me ordering a couple of extra large pizzas and then weeping into my empty, greasy boxes steady tomorrow morning, wondering why I'm so fat? Oh, well.
All that weeping.
Yes, yeah. Something like that. You guys up to much? Because it's reaching the witching hour rather shortly, I think.
I don't know. The kids might want to go around to see their cousins, so they ain't going to come from us. So go around there, probably not watching the football or something like that.
Football. Okay.
American, English, or Aussie?
Australian. Yeah. So I'm mugging with the ball. Me and her are in the same tipping competition. So you pay $30 or whatever at the start of the year, and you have to guess as many winning teams as possible. So,
winning?
Yeah,
teams.
We do that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. One sec.
What the fuck's he up to?
6'5".
Yeah, something like that. Thank you. it's like literally disappeared. Where are you going?
Right, get this.
Oh,
so when I worked at Queen's, previous location, they do the single last man standing, which is exactly the same as that. Everyone picks a team in the Premiership who are playing that weekend, and if you win, you go through to the following week. And if you lose or draw, then you're out. And you can only pick each team once. And then week by week.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. So, but there's been 3 rollovers. And because of the number of people in it, it's up to $3,500. But I'm still in it.
Nice.
Yeah. Right. So that would be quite tasty if that fucking drops.
Right. Now, what would you spank the money on?
Wait up. So, what do you mean rollover? Well, it's gone from one season to the next.
Well, it'll be like, sometimes it can be like 6 games, like 4 games, and then everyone just choose one or two. You pick the people who you think are going to win the most, and if they get a fucking draw, like I've not picked United once yet because they're going to shock me. But you pick City and then somehow they draw, then half the people go out.
Yeah.
But on the very last one, say it gets down to 5 people or 2 people, one person's got to win and all the others have got to lose and draw. And if everyone loses a draw, then it's a rollover.
Okay.
It starts again. But starts again straight away, so the following week. So I think last time we did like 3 times, and it basically a full season, practically.
Oh, jeez.
So, yeah. It sounds that easy. Cool. It's not. You think in 10 games, and you think, oh, they're definitely going to win them. And then the fucking Aston Villa will just pull out a result out of nowhere.
Yeah, they used to have one here where, I don't know how much it was, but you had to pick the teams that won and you had to put them in order of how much they won by. So if one team, you know, who are they playing? Oh, they're playing them, they're shit. Yeah, they'll probably win by this. So you've got to get them in the right order. So I think they got nipped in the bud because people just stopped doing it. It was too fucking hard. So,
I used to do something similar at school. Our first year, I was a bit of a fucking, not a Jack the Lad, but I used to like sell cigarettes. One cigarette in a match for a 10p.
A good lad.
And another one was that I'd get a pools sheet and then I'd take bets. And it was like, you bet 20p and you got to guess the score. And if you get it right, you get a quid. But only one person can do in each match. And I never paid out once. Because...
There you go. There's a kid in my son's class in primary school. There's stuff called Whiz Fizz here, which is basically, what is it? It's just like bicarb cider with sugar. And if you buy, you can get one packet, I think. Like sometimes canteens, like school canteens used to sell them, but these big packets in the supermarket, which cost about fucking $2.50. So he'd get lunch money. On the way to school, go to the supermarket, buy one of those for $2.50, go to school, sell every packet for 50 cents each, and there's a 10 in a packet. So he's made plenty of money out of that, and then he buys his lunch, and then on the way home, you buy another one. And he was doing that for months, just making bank out of his fucking friends at school, and then the teacher said, man, where's such Whiz Fizz shit like, man, we got rid of this stuff ages ago. And then they found out that he'd been selling it to all his mates at school. He's only about fucking 8.
Blimey.
Those people like this. You know, it's people like that turning to fucking Richard Branson and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. God, it's an opportunity. I can make tons of money. Like, it's not worth 50 cents, but kids are paying it because the school canteen didn't have any fucking lollies. Pretty much no school canteen has lollies anymore here. So.
Bloody wokeness gone mad, isn't it?
Oh, the world's gone mad. Everything's woke.
Mm. Give the kids something to suck on.
Everything I hate is woke.
Yeah. People not being cunts to each other are so woke.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want me to rob you because you're so woke.
Paul, yeah. Deluded little gammons. Gammons all getting upset now about the fact that plastic bottle tops can't like ping off bottles now. And they think it's a major inconvenience to their life. Oh, fucking hell, really? Anyway. Right. It is getting near that time where Kat's probably got a list as long as his cock of things to do. I'm going to find a nice pillow to bury my face into. What about you, Dom? What are you going to be doing now? What have you been drinking this evening, Ashley? We didn't ask that question.
Carlsberg, so nothing special. It's just it was in the house.
Making love into canoe. Right.
Definitely is, but it's wet and it's in the house and it's cold, so
it's wet and dribbling down your chin, just how you like it. Right, exactly. Kids. Oh, no. all right, okay, well, yeah. Boys and girls, thank you very much. This has been StrangeTimeShow.com, and that's where you could go to find stuff out about us, isn't it?
Yeah,
penisland.com for our Patreon, yeah. Can't. All right, we're clear.
Strange times, we're living in strange times. Strange times. Go fuck yourselves.